Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So my next guest being featured here on Grassroots Marketing on CannabisRadio.com. I'm looking right now at the fact that they've done a plethora of press releases. They've been putting out so much information in various markets, including New York and Missouri. When they're doing so much right now in terms of putting products out, and it's amazing just to go in and talk about the career of my next guest, who first of all came out and beginning as a former architect, becoming a CEO, and it was only a hobby when she was an architect based in Oregon, but then started baking and packaging chocolate cannabis edibles. So with that, I'm here with the founder and CEO of Groon, but you might see it spelled G-R-O-N, but that is the way it's pronounced. Groon, I'm here with Christine Smith. Christine, thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me. Super happy to be here with you.
So the high profile architecture, the business, and said, you know what, the hobby coming along, they're going to do edibles. And the idea of coming with that, you know, what would you say would be, was it just something that's just as a stress reliever, just kind of just, you got to have something else that's outside of just the grueling work day of, you know, of building and planning and plotting. Talk to me about the idea of where it was that made you decide to go into this. Obviously, it must be something you were kind of interested in. Already, you know, an enthusiast in nature. So then creating edibles yourself was just, you know, a natural step forward.
You know, I'll be really honest. I had never even seen a cannabis plant in real life before I was 39 years old.
Wow.
So this is all new to me. So I practiced architecture for 16 years. I was an architect. I was looking for a creative outlet for something to kind of do. I was really doing more project management at my architecture firm and saw this. This was in Oregon in early 2013-14. Saw this burgeoning really industry and thought I would get into it from package design with my background in design, and then very quickly saw there weren't any products in the market that were worthy. I mean, there was just a bunch of garbage in my opinion, and so I started looking at making products. I'm just a creator and really fell into chocolate, and that's where it all started, was this chocolate bar. It was a happy accident. I did not mean to start this company. In fact, I tried to kill it several times because I was doing it while I had a baby at home and was
right. I saw that.
Yeah, it just grew over time, and I think my background in architecture and in land use entitlement and planning and all sorts of things really gave me an early leg up. And we've just naturally expanded over the course of 10 years. It's been a marathon, not a sprint, but that's kind of the humble beginnings of it, really.
Now, you've done a lot in terms of edibles, in terms of different flavors, different feels, but what was it about chocolate you felt like? Because for that first inroad into edibles, that you decided to go and put chocolate infused with cannabis, I hadn't seen a lot of companies or a lot of people really go off with that first, because I always felt like, I guess that's a difficulty going to do that. I mean, obviously you hear people about making, you know, baked goods with cannabis infused, but really, like, it's just a chocolate bar. So like, just that alone, and then have that inside of it, you know. For some people, even maybe having chocolate infused with mint might be a little bit too much or too strong onto the palate. But what is it that you felt like that chocolate was the first inroads to it that you felt like, okay, that was what brought you into the idea of creating the edibles in the first place?
Well, I was experimenting with a lot of things. And back in those days, there was no such thing as distillate. So we're using butter. Right. We're using RSO, really is what I started using, was RSO when I first made it. And if any of you have ever tried RSO, it's a really, really, really bitter, strong cannabis flavor. And so looking at products that I could create a homogenous product with And chocolate is fat soluble. So it's just naturally a good, a dark chocolate is a really nice flavor profile for masking RSO. And I was really looking for something that was really delicious. And so that's really where I started. And that was really kind of the catapult behind it. I think chocolate is a small component of the edible market, right? I mean, the edible market is really a gummy market. So chocolate is somewhere between 15 to 20% of that market. I started with chocolate because I thought it was the right product type and form factor. We quickly grew into a gummy product line that is now consumes 75% of what we're making. But it did all start with a chocolate bar back in the early days.
In your basement. Let's make that point also as well. That it started in the basement. And now, since then, you have it across 5 U.S. markets as well as Canada. And one of the things that was really stand out to me was that your expansion is under, it operates under a reverse licensing model. So rather obtaining individual licenses in each state, you're forging partnerships with local entities to seamlessly integrate your expertise and vision onto the existing framework. So might require added investment, but you're getting complete control of the production of products and meticulous oversight at every stage. Talk about the idea of going the reverse licensing model.
Sure. And I'm going to correct you because we actually have 6 markets in Canada, not 5, but it's totally fine. And I lose track. We'll have 7 next month. They just keep opening. Ohio is opening in June. So we're really
excited. Well, I did make mention there's a lot of press releases. There's a lot of news that keeps coming out for the room. So
you have to check it every day. We're open to new markets left and right.
Right.
But yeah, so this is a big year for us with opening markets. So traditionally, and for people that aren't as familiar, licensing model, you license your IP to someone. And then, so for example, you license the recipes, you show them how to make it, and then they'll make the product and sell it, right? So we started with that. We did that in Nevada in the very first market that we expanded into. And then I quickly looked at this and said, you know what, this is not a good model for us. And it's not, maybe other companies can do this in the industry, but it's not a good model for Grön, and it doesn't give us the control and the ability to pull the levers that we need to do
right,
to be able to really integrate into the community. And so we created this model. Draper Bender, our president, came up with this, and this was a reverse licensing model. So we went out and we said, you know, there's a lot of these license holders that have excess space in their facilities that they're not utilizing. So we will actually go in and we will work as a through their license correctly and legally, but we will actually lease space from them, pay them a lease fee, do capital improvements to their building, and then bring in our people that are contract laborers under their license to build the products, to make them, and then our folks are out there selling them and distributing them. And so we're able to control this, and then we give the license holder a licensing fee. So instead of them paying us a licensing fee, we're giving royalties to the license holder. So they get rent, they get, really they get the upside of underutilized space in their facility.
That's a great model. I can see how that definitely works for an edible line. And the fact is it's almost like kind of like a franchising model if it was actually like freestanding businesses. And when it comes to the meticulous oversight, talk to me about, you know, how much you look into the cultivation for those, what the cannabis are being infused into the edibles.
Yeah, so we don't grow and we don't make oil. We are exclusive edible manufacturers, right? So that's all we're doing is making candy. So every state that we go in, it's really critically important that we connect and contract with folks that are producing oil. And traditionally, that's who we contract with. It's not so much about the flower. It's about the oil that we're using. So we use a blend in every market of distillate and then of live rosin, depending on the market. So some markets are more developed and have more access to live rosin. Some markets don't. So we are using both live rosin and distillate with a blend. And then we're adding minor cannabinoids to those as well. And that's really how we're creating these specific ratios. So CBD, CBN, CBG, CBC are the 4 minor cannabinoids that we're really using to develop our recipes for specific effects. And that's really catapulted the brand forward with the products we're making because they're just really effective. They're delicious and effective.
So And some of the markets we've already gone into, like you said, you're six going on seven right now as we record. But so far, you have definitely Nevada, Arizona, Missouri, Oklahoma, among those states. And what gives me more about, you know, just, you know, opening up into new markets and, you know, the plan and just it was when it came to opening new markets. I mean, how quickly did you see that yourself, you know, opening up to where you could get yourself also almost to as close as you get to a national presence? Is that what the initial plan is going to be?
Yeah, I mean, we are very meticulous about our annual planning and setting very strategic goals for what we're going to accomplish in a year. The model that we use, where we're going in and boots on the ground and hiring people in our own staff, is a little bit slower model than a traditional licensing model where you could open five states at once, right? Because someone else is doing all the heavy lifting. So we find we can really open about three markets a year and be able to manage the growth. So right now we have mature markets, Oregon, Arizona on the West Coast, Nevada. Those are mature markets that we've been operating for years. Missouri, New Jersey, those are newer markets. New York just opened. New York and Ohio and New Jersey, those are infant markets that we've opened in the last 12 months. And those markets require a different level of touch and of growth than our mature markets. And then we have our new emerging markets like Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Florida that are coming down the line that are in some stage of being on board. And so it's like raising children, right? You've got teenagers, you've got toddlers, and you've got ones in the belly that we're preparing to. We're preparing for. So they're all in various stages. And we are very planned. I can tell you exactly when markets are going to come online. Maryland is coming online in August. Ohio is coming online in June. So it's, you know, it's anywhere from 6 to 12 months of planning to be able to get a market online.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Now, let's go and trick people to the website, eatgroon.com, EATGRON.com. And aside from the milk chocolate, you have the daytime sativa, 3-to-1 CBD to THC, and in particular, I'm seeing here on the website. The other thing you have that's featured is also the pearls. So, real easily bite-sized consumable, some real strong, amazing flavors. You got blue razzleberry, blackberry. I just see Tangela just came into the space as well. Quite a few different ideas. And in some cases, maybe with 300 milligrams of CBD, what this is. And talk to me about the pearls and the idea of creating that product, because that's, even like just the name, the packaging, it's real standout.
Thanks. Yeah, the pearls are really fun. We introduced the pearls in 2018, and they are gummies, and we call them pearls because they're round. So it's a gelatin gummy. It's a fabulous gummy with a great texture. They're sugar coated, so they've got a nice kind of, you know, tart finish on them. And they're bouncy and round and delicious, and they're really our flagship product. We have them in lots of different ratios. Our 1-to-1-to-1 ratio, our BlackBerry Pearl, is the best selling product we've ever created. It's designed for sleep. Tangelo did recently come on board. That's another fantastic product. It's a daytime product. It's a CBC-CBG combination. So it's really a daytime active product that is just delicious and really fun. So we have a variety of products. I think we've got 8 Pearls on the market in all our states, and they are just a really, it's 10 milligrams in a Pearl and 10 to a pack. We launched the Mega Pearl, which is also really fun, back in 2019. And that is a single serve product. So it's still scored and it's compliant, but it's a gumball sized Pearl, and that has 100 milligrams in it. And that is what we make, just millions of these things. We sell more Mega Pearls than we sell anything in our portfolio. So cannabis consumers just really love them, and they're really fun. They're just, it's a fun product. It's a great value, and it's a really, really delicious product.
And I want to correct myself, 300 milligrams THC in the dosage and 30 milligrams for the Pearls. That's not counting the Mega Pearl, which you just mentioned. And also the fact is, you mentioned the Blueberry Lemonade Grün Pearl, that 3-to-1 being award-winning, by the way, I must mention as well, as being called one of the best edibles out there, one of the best in the industry. So it's really wonderful that you got that put it together. And, you know, also the idea is that with some of the products you have, it either as indica or sativa, for instance, the Tangelo sugar-coated pearls right now, 50 milligrams of CBC per package and 100 milligrams of THC and 100 milligrams of CBG. So helping to get potential for mood improvements, heightened alertness, and also some cases where for it's really mood-enhancing euphoric potential that you talk about here. So tell me about the components when it comes to creating the pearls, and also having their own different cannabinoid structures, and also what they're made to be made for.
Yeah, I mean, really, that is a critical component of our success is our formulation with these minor cannabinoids, and you know, it's and while the ratio we're saying on there that the recipe is 50 milligrams of CBC, 100 milligrams of CBG, 50 of CBG, and 100 of THC. Really, that recipe went through a very rigorous study, a case study, where we had people trying it and testing it to create the correct ratio to make sure that we were creating the effect we were desiring, right? Which was a daytime product for consumers to use during the day. And we found that incredibly effective. So that is our 2-to-1-to-1, and it is really great. We've seen tremendous success on the market with the Tangelo. We advertise that as a daytime sativa product. The formulation is, you know, while it's there, most consumers we're finding get very confused by CBG, CBC, 50 milligrams of that, 100 milligrams of that, right? They're coming in wanting to sleep, wanting to have a sativa product for the day. So we're really creating these products that make it easy for consumers to find what they're looking for, and then developing the recipes that are supporting that effect on the back end.
And Christine, one of the things I also looked at, just I imagine it's just a pure indulgence, and I can imagine it be extremely addictive, the pips. So we might be calling the other comparisons to it, but let me just say these candy coated chocolate pieces, fair trade cacao, full spectrum, microdose friendly. I can imagine, you know, people buying a bag of those, again, 20 pips in a bag, these little bite sized pieces, and I think people could probably go overboard on those things.
Oh my gosh. People ask us all the time to make our products uninfused because they just want to keep eating them. Can we just sell regular candy? Because it really is that delicious. The pips they're like M&Ms. So
right.
They're, and I don't know of another edible company on the market right now that is doing something like this, because we're probably the only ones crazy enough to do it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're fantastic. They're really great. They're small. It's a very discreet. I say it's our product for the future. The Mega Pearl is what we're making the most of right now. It's a high dose. This really still feels like it's a high dose market. But the Pips is our microdose option. Low sugar, low calorie, very small. It's almost, you know, it's like eating an M&M, and they're right. Delicious. They're so fun.
I can imagine. I look at also just it's also the pastels you put in there. It's just that feel of the color and just like anything chocolate. Well, for me, I know I just put it in front of me. It's just not going to stay around long. That comes down to that. But a lot of good products in the line here. Again, eatgron.com to look for the Mega Pearls, look for the Pearls, the Pips, and so much more. And I see, again, various markets you're growing into. So take us one more time into what would be, how people would be best served when they go order online or where they can go and find Grüne in stores in various states. What can you tell people about where they can get them and if they can buy them nearby?
Yeah. So unfortunately, you can't buy anything online because we can't self-distribute. So nothing is available online from us. However, you can go to our website and through a connection through iHeartJane, you can order directly through retailers if you're in a state that we operate in. So you can go to our website and you can find retailers that we sell to in Oregon, Arizona, Nevada, New Jersey, New York. I'm missing one in Missouri, of course, Missouri. And you can find a dispensary near you. We're in all the major cities. We cover all aspects of those states. You can always reach out to us direct if you're looking for a location, and our support team would be more than happy to help you.
Wonderful. Again, website eatgron.com. And again, Christine Smith, CEO, founder of Grüne. Thank you again for being all with us. Really great stuff. It was a very sweet conversation.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I love being here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.